This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Bill Michaels Show. Kevin Holden, CBS 58 in Milwaukee, stepping in. We appreciate you listening. We have a packed show. Do not go anywhere. Going to have a lot of fun on this show today. And by the way, a little later on, we will be joined by Radio.com Sports MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with a look at the winter meetings. Tony, of course, brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz Van. So don't miss that. Winter meetings going on. Bunch of NFL talk going on as well. And who better to catch up and discuss NFL than Gil Brandt, NFL.com analyst, Pro Football Hall of Fame executive. And as I find out, Gil, in the last day or two, Milwaukee native, because you had this tweet.
Sir, Kevin, and what a pleasure to be on Bill's show and you acting as the host.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it was a tweet that you had about most famous person from your high school.
Right.
And that's when I learned. It's like, wait, he's from here.
Golda Meir. Yeah, that was one of the most interesting things we have ever done. We had, about 100,000 people responded, and it was really something special.
Gil, there's a question in Wisconsin about the validity. 10-3 is certainly a fine record for the Green Bay Packers, but there have been some questions about what the team really is, throwing the records aside. There's some people that think that perhaps this team is softer than 10-3. Are we reading too much into that?
Well, you know, they say you are what your record is. And let me just say this. You know, it's easy to criticize. Remember, the New York Giants won the Super Bowl at 9-7. This is a good team. Whenever you have a quarterback that can do the things that he can do, whenever you have the talent on defense, especially the back four or five there, this is a good team. It's a great rivalry. You know, they played almost 200 times, and I think there's four games difference between won and lost, and like 35 points difference in point differential. So you know you're going to see a good close game. And I was lucky enough to be at the September 4th game, which kicked off the 100th anniversary of the National Football League in Chicago. And that was quite a game, 10-3.
Lots of fun there. And since then, we've seen this picture develop within the NFC of this sort of elite group of teams. You could almost say right now the six teams that are in the playoffs, but I'm looking specifically at that upper echelon, talking about the 49ers and the Saints and the Seahawks, and you know, let's throw the Packers at the end of that conversation as well. Among those four, who do you think has the brightest future in the next month and change?
Oh, I think San Francisco is playing so well right now. The quarterback's playing so well right now, and in all likelihood, they'll have home field advantage. Because they have only two losses, whereas Green Bay has three losses.
That's a good 49ers team, and the Packers learned it when they were out there. I think that was one of the more interesting things that's
happened. They dominated the Packers. Their defense dominated the Packers.
Yeah, something they've definitely got to work on facing those physical defenses. Now, you are a busy man this time of year, and one of the things that you've been working on that you were a part of that we've been paying attention to is a thing called the NFL 100 All-Time Team. This is a series that's on NFL Network. The next episode of this is Friday at 7 o'clock Central. Can you take us, Gil, inside the process of having to take all these great players from NFL history and try to whittle it down to an all-time team?
We started last May of 18, and we have a 26-man committee, of which consisted of Don Shula, John Madden, Bill Belichick, Art Schell, Ron Wolf, Dick Vermeil, myself, Charlie Casserly, a bunch of people that have been around for a long time. And it was really interesting because let's just take the running backs as an example. Dutch Clark, and the first question is, who is Dutch Clark? Dutch Clark is a guy that went to Colorado College, not Colorado State or Colorado University, but Colorado College, and he sat out the first year. to become the head basketball coach at that school. But later on, joined the Portsmouth Spartans, which later became the Detroit Lions. And when you looked at it, and it's really hard to look at these films from back then because they're so grainy, but the guy really, he dominated is what he did. And I think so, what we found out that when picking this team, like Bill Hewitt from the Chicago Bears with the defensive ends, they were guys that dominated. And think about this, the running backs, I just mentioned Dutch Clark, but LaDainian Tomlinson was left off, Tony Dorsett was left off, Hugh McElhenney was left off, Peterson was left off. It's anybody that's listening to your great show that doesn't watch this thing on Friday night, they're doing themselves a disservice because it only happens once every 100 years.
That's right. And it's an amazing thing, too, because you are spanning generations of the game, and that has to be difficult. As you mentioned, the names that don't make the list, because you have to compare a running back from this era to a running back from many years ago. What a crazy process to try to mesh all those eras together.
And look at, let me say this to you, the tight ends, and now you're all covered of state of Wisconsin, Dave Casper, Plymouth, Wisconsin, Ron Kramer, great player, and he probably came a little too early in life because of the fact that, that there wasn't the emphasis on the passing game and the passing game to the tight ends at that time. But the list goes on and on and on, and you know, we're talking about the offensive linemen is what we're going to have this week. Just some great, great players, the Forrest Greggs of this world. Really, really something special. You know, down the line, we'll get to the wide receivers, and I'm sure Don Hutson, who did so well with the Green Bay Packers and really probably kept that franchise afloat, will be on. But you talk about offensive tackles and centers, and you know, you brought up the point about veterans. Mel Hine played in the 30s. He was a dominant player. He was really, really a dominant player. Bulldog Turner played in the 40s and early 50s, a dominant player. So I think we got the right players, but there were so many. It's kind of like asking you, do you want 10 dimes, 4 quarters, 2 half dollars, or 20 nickels? They're all to come out to a dollar. And I think when we evaluate these guys, so many of them look all the same, but we can only have so many at each position.
One more for you, Gil, and it involves another Green Bay Packers player who we've mentioned with Hall of Fame credentials in the last few years. Is it Leroy Butler time? I don't know. Can I ask you that way? Is it time to see Leroy in the Hall?
Well, we'll find out. In February. You know, number 36 was a pretty darn good football player, and not only did he invent the Lambeau Leap, but he made a lot of interceptions. And not only is that a factor, but he's a great individual, which in my mind counts a lot. I think he has a good chance.
Hear, hear. Gil Brandt, Wisconsin native, really appreciates your time. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. And don't forget, Friday night, 7 o'clock.
That is the offensive lineman and tight ends in the all-time team series, and then the NFL 100 all-time team reaction show is at 8 Friday.
And we'll have a couple coaches that we'll announce this week. You know, we're also going to have 10 coaches. We've already named two, Paul Brown and Bill Belichick. But we'll name two this week.
Gil, much appreciated. Always a great time. Thank you very much. Gil Brandt, NFL.com analyst and Pro Football Hall of Fame executive. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.